Hello and welcome to my podcast that I don't know what to call yet. My name is Bro Siam, and on this podcast, basically, we just talk about the most random stuff. So we're gonna be going over today. We're gonna be going over a Wikipedia article and possibly some other stuff that comes up. Sometimes we might go over headlines in the news, we might go over sports, we might go over music, just anything that comes to my mind when I'm recording. So, yeah, we'll just jump right into this then. Okay, so today I have a Wikipedia article pulled up titled The Flying Spaghetti Monster. Or just Flying Spaghetti Monster. There is no the, I guess, in the title. And basically what this is the Flying Spaghetti Monster, FSM, is the deity of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, or Pastafarianism. So basically this guy named, what's his name? Just forgot. His name is Bobby Henderson. Decided to create this religion because he opposed, according to this, the teaching of intelligent design and creationism in public schools. Creationism is, if you don't know what that is, creationism is the religious belief that the universe and life originated from specific acts of divine creation as opposed to through natural processes such as evolution. And intelligent design is the students the pseudo-scientific argument for the existence of God, presented by its proponents as an evidence-based scientific theory about life's origins. Proponents claim that certain features of the universe and of living things are best explained by an intelligent cause, comma, and then it goes on into the article, and I can't read it just from the short little description. So yeah, it's pretty much just something this guy created on a whim. They have an emblem, the FSM fish emblem, the symbol of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, was created by readers of the Boing Boing website in 2005. It is a parody of the Christian ichthys symbol, also known as Jesus fish. I know that, but I don't know how to pronounce that. Ichthys? 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 I'm not really sure. So apologies. I am a Christian, which is, so it's kind of sad that I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm actually gonna search it up for how to pronounce ichthys. Let's see here. Got this YouTube video right here. Ichthys. I don't know if you can hear that on here because I have my headphones on, but it said ichthys. So it's ichthys, I guess. I hope, because it kind of had a weird glitch in the voice, so it sounded like ichthys, you know? It was weird. Anyway, basically, they have the Gospel of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, which you can actually buy. It's like 164 pages or something like that. It's like 10 bucks or something like that on Barnes and Noble. They have like this huge long Wikipedia article talking about all of their things: critical reception, headgear and identity photos, free speech, marriage, legal status, use in religious disputes, influence, holidays, tenets. History. Yeah. So I'm gonna read some of this and just interpret it my own way. So they actually have a picture called Touched by His Noodly Appendage, which is a parody of Michelangelo's The Creation of Adam, where it's that guy like laying down and like reaching out his hand all weird. I just acted it out, but of course you can't actually see me. Yeah, it's called The Creation of Adam is the original one, but this one's called Touched by His Noodly Appendage by Arne Niklas Jensen. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. So this says on Wikipedia here, according to adherents, Pastafarianism is a real legitimate religion as much as any other. In New Zealand, Pastafarian representatives are authorized to officiate weddings. However, in the United States, a federal judge has ruled that the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster is not a real religion. In August 2018, the Dutch Council of State also ruled that Pastafarianism is not a religion. So as you can see, it's kind of controversial whether it's actually a real religion or not. The Flying Spaghetti Monster was first described in a satirical open letter written by Bobby Henderson in 2005 to protest the Kansas State Board of Education decision to permit teaching intelligent design as an alternative to evolution in public school science classes. In the letter, Henderson demanded equal time in science classroom for flying spaghetti monsterism alongside intelligent design and evolution. After Henderson published the letter on his website, the flying spaghetti monster rapidly became an internet phenomenon and a symbol of opposition to the teaching of intelligent design in public schools. So basically, this guy is against the teaching of, like, Christian views or stuff like that in schools, which is basically kind of what the separation of church and state was supposed to do when that happened. I can't remember exactly what that was from, of church and state. Paraphrase from Thomas Jefferson, and used by others in expressing an understanding of the intent and function of the Establishment Clause and Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. Okay, so it was an amendment to the United States Constitution. I wasn't sure if that was what it was or not. Anyway, Pastafarian tenets, generally satires of creationism, are presented both on Henderson's Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster website, where he is described as a prophet, and in the Gospel of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, written by Henderson in 2006. The central belief is that an invisible and undetectable flying spaghetti monster created the universe. Pirates are revered as the original Pastafarians. Henderson asserts that a decline in the number of pirates over the years is the cause of global warming. The FSM community congregates at Henderson's website to share ideas about the flying spaghetti monster and crafts representing images of it. Because of its popularity and exposure, the flying spaghetti monster is often used as a contemporary version of Russell's teapot, an argument that the philosophical burden of proof lies upon those who make unfalsifiable claims, not on those who reject them. What? I don't understand what I just read. Because of its popularity and exposure, the flying spaghetti monster is often used as a contemporary version of Russell's teapot. An analogy by Bertrand Russell to illustrate that the philosophic burden of proof lies upon a person making unfalsifiable claims rather than shifting the burden of disproof to others. I still don't really understand that, but you guys might. I'm just really tired right now, so. Pastafarianism has received praise from the scientific community and criticism from proponents of intelligent design. Pastafarians have engaged in disputes with creationists, including in Polk County, Florida, where they played a role in dissuading the local school board from adopting new rules on teaching evolution. Okay, so this is just a crazy thing. Not to put down all any of you guys if you are Pastafarians. Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Okay, I think I found their website. www.venganza.com. So we'll go over that in a minute. So basically, the history is that Bobby Henderson, a 24-year-old Oregon State University physics graduate, sent the letter to the Kansas State Board of Education. It says, he professed his belief that whenever a scientist carbon dates an object, a supernatural creator that closely resembles spaghetti with meatballs is there changing the results with his noodly appendage. So that's probably where the guy up here, Arne Niklas Jensen, got the title for his picture touched by his noodly appendage. Makes sense. Henderson argues that his beliefs were just as valid as intelligent design and called for equal time in science classrooms alongside intelligent design and evolution. This letter was sent prior to the Kansas evolution hearings as an argument against the teaching of intelligent design in biology classes. Henderson, describing himself as a concerned citizen representing more than 10 million others, argued that intelligent design and his belief that the universe was created by a flying spaghetti monster were equally valid. In his letter, he noted, I think we can all look forward to the time when these three theories are given equal time in our science classrooms across the country, and eventually the world. One-third time for intelligent design, one-third time for flying spaghetti monsterism, and one-third time for logical conjecture based on overwhelming observable evidence. Oh my gosh. I can't believe that this exists. Apologies again to those of you who are Pastafarians. But I can't. This is just ridiculous. I mean, I get where he's coming from. They're like, okay, we'll introduce intelligent design as an alternative to evolution. And this guy's like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is two representations in the school. Why can't we had flying spaghetti monsterism? Probably just completely making this up on the fly because he was angry that they only had the two options. He's like, wait, if you're not just going to have evolution, you're going to add one more thing. Why don't you just add them all? Like, again, just coming up with flying spaghetti monsters and probably on the fly. It's just ridiculous thing that he just makes up. I get his point of view, but flying spaghetti monsterism or Pastafarianism, I just don't understand why this is a thing. I'm a little bit disappointed in the human race. It does kind of sound like something that I would make up on the go. I love pasta, especially spaghetti. And I love spaghetti and meatballs as well, but I just, it's not something that I would actually believe in. And I'm surprised that, how many people believe in it do. How many people do believe in it? Pastafarianism, church near me, that is the second recommendation. Pastafarianism Bible, Pastafarianism prayer, Pastafarianism holidays. Number of Pastafarians. We believe the pirates were the original Pastafarians and that they were... Is Pastafarianism a real religion? Can a Pastafarians eat pasta? Where is the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster located, and where is Pastafarianism recognized? Apparently, it's pretty much recognized everywhere except the United States and the Netherlands. Was it the Netherlands, or was it Denmark? Because I'm pretty sure, did it say Dutch, or did it say... The Dutch Council of State, so yeah, the Netherlands. With millions, if not thousands, of devout worshippers, the Church of the SFM is widely considered a legitimate religion, even by its opponents, mostly fundamentalist Christians who have accepted that our God has larger balls than theirs. This is a real thing. This is on their website, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, and it literally says... The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, after having existed in secrecy for hundreds of years, came into the mainstream just a few years ago. With millions, if not thousands, of devout worshippers, the Church of the FSM is widely considered a legitimate religion even by its opponents, mostly fundamentalist Christians who have accepted that our God has larger balls than theirs. Some claim that the church is purely a thought experiment or satire, illustrating that intelligent design is not science, just a pseudoscience manufactured by Christians to push creationism into public schools. These people are mistaken. The Church of FSM is legit and backed by hard science. Anything that comes across as humor or satire is purely coincidental. Oh, really? You literally just said the Christians have accepted that our God has larger balls than theirs. Oh, it's purely coincidental. Spaghetti Wenches and Metaphysics, a Guide to the FSM. There's literally a video on here. 3 minutes long. And then at the top, there's a little advertisement that says, "Want to be a Pastafarian minister? Official ordination certificates, $25. Why? Why is this a thing? It just says millions with not thousands, so I don't know how many actually believe in it. That is ridiculous. Why is this a thing? Come on, people. Switch my ears. Sorry about that microphone. It's very close to my mouth now because I had to move around my headset. There we go. That's better. Maybe. Is it better? Hopefully. Okay. when I was explaining before, like, how he just made it up on the fly, or why he just made it up on the fly, his point of view. According to Henderson, since the intelligent design movement uses ambiguous references to a designer, any conceivable entity may fulfill that role, including a flying spaghetti monster. So that's why I'm assuming he came up with that, because he's like, that's a freaking, what did he call it? Conceivable entity. I mean, just out of the blue. It is conceivable because he conceived of it. I don't know. That kind of goes against his point, though. He says it's a conceivable entity. So any conceivable entity may fulfill that role, which basically means that he doesn't believe in the flying spaghetti monster. He just says that that's a conceivable entity, and therefore that's his religion. That is basically contradictory in and of itself, because that's just saying that he doesn't believe that there actually is a spaghetti monster, because he's just saying that it's conceivable. It's a conceivable entity. And it... goodness, I'm just disappointed, and I am confused. Let's keep going. In May 2005, having received no reply from the Kansas State Board of Education, Henderson posted the letter on his website, gaining significant public interest. Shortly thereafter, Pastafarianism became an internet phenomenon. Henderson published the responses he then received from board members. Three board members, all of whom opposed the curriculum amendments, responded positively. A fourth board member responded with the comment, "It is a serious offense to mock God." Henderson has also published a significant amount of hate mail, including death threats that he has received. Within 1 year of sending the open letter, Henderson received thousands of emails on the flying spaghetti monster, eventually totaling over 60,000, of which he has said that about 95% have been supportive, while the other 5% have said, "I am going to hell." During that time, his site garnered tens of millions of hits. Okay, I don't know if I'd go as far as to send him death threats or hate mail. But I wouldn't send him, a supportive email either, because I don't really care. I already have a religion. I mean, maybe I would send him a supportive email. I'd be like, yeah, go for it. You've, created this religion, and... keep doing you. I mean, I guess I'm not against it at all. I definitely would not believe in it. But I think that that's where a lot of people come from, is that the fact that they don't have a religion beforehand. And so they're like, well, flying spaghetti monsterism. Heck yeah, I'm joining this this religion. It sounds reasonable enough for me, you know? It's like, if they already believe, like, in Christianity or in Islam or Mormonism, it's like, well, they probably won't change their religion just because flying spaghetti monsterism sounds cool. So most people probably, I would assume, most people that believe in this came from not having religious background or not having a religion currently, and they're like, well, it's 2015 or whenever it is that they join, might as well join the Flying Spaghetti Monster religion. Well, it's already been 21 minutes. That's pretty good. We haven't even got halfway through. I'm gonna have to skip some of this stuff. Okay, this is interesting. In August 2005, in response to a challenge from a reader, Boing Boing announced a $250,000 prize, later raised to $1 million, of intelligent-designed currency, payable to any individual who could produce empirical evidence proving that Jesus is not the son of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. It was modeled as a parody of a similar challenge issued by young Earth creationist Kent Hovind. I'm not really sure what he did. So, anyway, basically, Boing Boing, I think, is some website. It says up here, Flying Spaghetti Monster was featured on websites such as Boing Boing. The website first established as a zine in 1988, later becoming a group blog. Common topics and themes include technology, futurism, science fiction, gadgets, intellectual property, Disney, and left-wing politics. So that's what Boing Boing is. And they had $1 million prize for any individual who could produce empirical evidence proving that Jesus is not the son of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, which I could do. I doubt that it's still a thing. That was back in like 2000. Did it say when it was that they issued the prize? August 2005. Yeah, I doubt that it's still up. A directory of mostly wonderful things. These hi-fi earplugs cut out the sound but keep sound quality. What? Okay. I'm not gonna spend my time searching for that, but because it's most likely by now, it's probably taken off there. Either somebody won it, or they just took it off because it's been 14 years since they put it up. Ah, it's 4 back then. That's crazy. Anyway. Ah, oh, it's 3 this time of year, I think. Yeah, that's so weird. So yeah. The only reason that I say that I can do that this is because I'm a Christian. I've read the Bible. I've read a bunch of different books trying to disprove the Bible that ended up, like these people like, Lee Strobel, for example, wrote Case for Christ, which is basically where he goes. He's this, he used to be the editor for the Chicago Tribune. Was that it? Or the New York Times? One of those. I think it might've been the Chicago Tribune. And he goes on this quest to try and find some evidence against the Bible and find some evidence against Jesus and God. And he goes through this whole thing going to various experts in their fields of like archaeology, some other things. And he goes to these guys, these are like PhD level people on their specific topics, and he goes and he interviews them. And by the end of the book, he has become a Christian because he cannot find any evidence against it. So I definitely recommend reading that if you're interested in that kind of stuff. Not to put down any other religions and say that they're wrong. There might be evidence that he didn't find against the Bible and against Christianity. And I'm not saying other religions aren't real as well. They could just be a different interpretation of the same thing. And one of them could be right, and Christianity could be wrong. I don't know. I'm just saying that I believe in Christianity, and I think that I could most likely produce plenty of evidence that Jesus is not the son of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. So, now we're on to tenets. Although Henderson has stated that the only dogma allowed in the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster is the rejection of dogma, some general beliefs are held by Pastafarians. Henderson proposed many Pastafarian tenets in reaction to common arguments by proponents of intelligent design. These canonical beliefs are presented by Henderson in his letter to the Kansas State Board of Education, the Gospel of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, and on Henderson's website, where he is described as a prophet. They tend to satirize creationism. So this is their tenet on creation. The central creation myth is that an invisible and undetectable flying spaghetti monster created the universe after drinking heavily. According to these beliefs, the monster's intoxication was the cause for a flawed Earth. Furthermore, according to Pastafarianism, all evidence for evolution was planted by the Flying Spaghetti Monster in an effort to test the faith of Pastafarians, parodying certain biblical literalists. When scientific measurements such as radiocarbon dating are taken, the Flying Spaghetti Monster is there changing the results with his noodly appendage. According to their afterlife theory, the Pastafarian conception of heaven includes a beer volcano and a stripper or sometimes prostitute factory. The Pastafarian hell is similar, except that the beer is stale and the strippers have sexually transmitted diseases. Sexually transmitted diseases. That is ridiculous. It sounds so made up. A tenet based on pirates and global warming. According to Pastafarian beliefs, pirates are absolute divine beings and the original Pastafarians. Furthermore, Pastafarians believe that the concept of pirates as thieves and outcasts is misinformation spread by Christian theologians in the Middle Ages and by Hare Krishnas. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's basically a Hindu religious organization. Instead, Pastafarians believe that they were peace-loving explorers and spreaders of goodwill, who distributed candy to small children, adding that modern pirates are in no way similar to the fun-loving buccaneers from history. In addition, Pastafarians believe that ghost pirates are responsible for all of the mysteriously lost ships and planes of the Bermuda Triangle. Pastafarians are among those who celebrate International Talk Like a Pirate Day on September 19th. The inclusion of pirates in Pastafarianism was part of Henderson's original letter to the Kansas State Board of Education in an effort to illustrate that correlation does not simply imply causation. Henderson presented the argument that global warming, earthquakes, hurricanes, and other natural disasters are a direct effect of the shrinking numbers of pirates since the 1800s. A deliberately misleading graph accompanying the letter with numbers humorously disordered on the x-axis shows that as the number of pirates decreased, global temperatures increased. This parodies the suggestion from some religious groups that the high numbers of disasters, famines, and wars in the world is due to the lack of respect and worship toward their deity. In 2008, Henderson interpreted the growing pirate activities at the Gulf of Aden as additional support, pointing out that Somalia has the highest number of pirates and the lowest carbon emissions of any country. So I'm going to take a quick look at this graph. So on the y-axis, they have global average temperature in Celsius, and they go from 1820 to 2000. The years. And the number of pirates approximate starts at 35,000, goes to 45,000, then to 20,000, then to 15,000, then to 5,417. And the thing just keeps going up, which is very interesting. Holidays. Pastafarian beliefs extend to lighthearted religious ceremony. Pastafarians celebrate every Friday as a holy day. Prayers are concluded with a final declaration of affirmation. Ramen. The term is a parodic portmanteau of the terms Amen and Ramen. So it's Ramen, Ramen, Ramen. A portmanteau is a linguistic blend of words, referring to instant noodles. So Amen and Ramen referring to instant noodles and to the noodly appendages of their deity. Pastafarians celebrate a vaguely defined holiday named Holiday around the time of Christmas. Holiday does not take place on a specific date so much as it is the holiday season itself. They also celebrate Passover as a parody of Passover and Ramadan as a parody of Ramadan. They say happy holidays. They say, Pastafarians interpret the increasing usage of happy holidays rather than more traditional greetings such as Merry Christmas as support for Pastafarianism. In December 2005, George W. Bush's White House Christmas greeting cards wished people a happy holiday season, leading Henderson to write the president a note of thanks, including a fish emblem depicting the flying spaghetti monster for his limousine or plane. Henderson also thanked Walmart for its use of the phrase. And then in December 2005, Bobby Henderson received a reported $80,000, U.S. dollars, advance from Villard to write the Gospel of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Henderson said he planned to use proceeds from the book to build a pirate ship with which he would spread the Pastafarian religion. The book was released on March 28, 2006, and it elaborates on Pastafarian beliefs established in the open letter. Henderson employs satire to present perceived flaws with evolutionary biology and discusses history and lifestyle from a Pastafarian perspective. The Gospel urges readers to try Pastafarianism for 30 days, saying, "If you don't like us, your old religion will most likely take you back." Henderson states on his website that more than 100,000 copies of the book have been sold. It was nominated for the Quill Award in Humor, but was not selected as the winner. They also created the Loose Canon, which is the holy book of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, which is essentially analogous to the Bible. It's just a bunch of collected texts from fellow Pastafarians. Some excerpts include, "I am the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Thou shalt have no other monsters before me." In parentheses, "Afterward is okay. Just use protection." "The only monster who deserves capitalization is me. Other monsters are false monsters, undeserving of capitalization." Suggestions 1, Chapter 1, Verse 1. "Since you have done a half-ass job, you will receive half an ass." The great pirate Solomon grabbed his ceremonial scimitar and struck his remaining donkey, cleaving it in two. Slackers, Chapter 1, Verse 51 and 52. Oh my goodness. The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster now consists of thousands of followers, primarily concentrated on college campuses in North America and Europe. This is ridiculous. Used in religious disputes. They have headgear, so this lady was wearing a colander. Yeah, that's basically, let's check out some on their website. They have pictures of, like, artwork of the spaghetti monster. There's a guy that was wearing a traditional Pastafarian headgear, quote-unquote, who got his driver's license picture taken with that on. Yeah, that's about it about the flying spaghetti monster. Don't know what else to say on that. I hope that was interesting for you guys. This is my first episode, so I definitely hope you guys continue to listen if you enjoyed. If not, go check out other podcasts. I recommend Risk, which is a storytelling podcast, if you'd like to listen to that kind of stuff. It's explicit, so if you're a child, then don't listen to it. It has a lot of bad words and sex scenes. If you're into, like, NBA, I'd recommend the Drive and Dish podcast. Or just basketball in general, not necessarily NBA, I guess. I don't know if they talk about anything but NBA, because I've just listened to recent episodes. If you're into history, I recommend Ridiculous History. They talk about ridiculous stories in history, like their most recent episode was History's Weirdest Flexes, Part 1, which was an interesting episode. They talked about live garden gnomes. So go check that out if you're interested. It's called Ridiculous History by iHeartRadio. There's a couple others that I can't remember the names of right now, but I definitely recommend Ridiculous History, Drive and Dish, and what was the other one that I Risk. So go check those out if you like to listen to podcasts. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'll hopefully think of a name between now and the time I record the next episode. Maybe I'll make an email so you guys can email me suggestions for episodes and stuff. But yeah, I guess I'll just see you guys later. Peace out.